Hiya, Wanju. Hello, welcome to another episode of The Curb. I'm Andrea Pierce, and this is a podcast where I bring you in-depth interviews with filmmakers, creatives, and curators of culture. This podcast is edited in Boorloo, Western Australia, sovereignty never ceded, and the main audio for this particular discussion was recorded in Naarm, Victoria by Nadine Whitney. Nadine caught up with a few people who I'll introduce in a moment to discuss the new film Dangerous Animals. Queensland, beautiful one day, deadly the next. For American drifter Zephyr, played by Hassie Harrison, the gorgeous Gold Coast supplies her with great surfing and anonymity where she can leave her dark past behind. For psychopathic fisherman Tucker, played by Jai Courtney, the ocean provides him with a living, but his real interests lie in dying, the death of those he reels on to his boat to feed the sharks. Sean Byrne is the director, who is directing from a script that isn't his own, and Nadine asks him about that later on in the interviews, but he's the director of films like The Loved Ones, which is an acclaimed Australian film, and The Devil's Candy. And Dangerous Animals harkens back to the Ozploitation era in the best way. It's brutal, quick-paced, and one hell of a survival horror. Sharks plus a serial killer, perfect bait for Aussie entertainment. Well, Nadine spoke with Jai, Sean, and Hassie about dipping their toes into shark-infested waters. And they did so before the film's release in Australia. It's going to be screening at the Sydney Film Festival on 6th of June 2025. Tickets are available via sff.org.au. And it's also getting a wider release around Australia after that. So check your local cinemas for details. And if you want to find out more about what we do on The Curb, or to get those links and all that kind of stuff, then visit thecurb.com.au or follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Blue Sky at thecurb.au. We are a completely independent and ad-free website that runs on the support of listeners and readers just like yourself. If you can, visit patreon.com/thecurb.au where you can support our work from as little as $1 a month. And look, if you're unable to financially support us, that's okay. Then I would love it if you'd be able to share this interview with your film-loving friends, especially those who love horror films and Aussie films and the classic Ozploitation era. And additionally, we'd also love it if you could rate and review us on the podcast player of your choice. Every review helps amplify the interviews and stories from filmmakers to a wider audience. Right, that's enough of me selling ourselves. Here is the trailer for Dangerous Animals, followed by Nadine Whitney's chat with director Sean Byrne and actor Jai Courtney and actor Hassie Harrison.
People don't understand the hierarchy of animals in this world. They don't think with their brains. They think with their guts. Now, what your guts understand is 300 razor-sharp teeth, tearing flesh from bone.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you too. Back in Australia after this.
Yes.
Holding up the devil's candy.
Thank you.
My first question actually has to do with something that you said on an interview there, which was that you like to write your own work and you'd only consider doing someone's script if it really blew you away. So what about Nick Leppard's screenplay blew you away?
I mean, to begin with the concept, it's just, you know, a shark film meets a serial killer film. I just thought, why hasn't anyone done that before? But then kind of like the moral kind of heart of it, where it's like, the shark's not the monster, man is the monster, I thought was an incredibly fresh take on the shark film. And, you know, I'm like everyone. I mean, it's like I love shark films. They're so much fun, but it felt like it felt like it, you know, the formula had got a bit tired and sort of slavishly kind of following Jaws, where sharks are the just, you know, indiscriminately hunt humans, and that's not the case. So the fact that this could be the film that kind of corrects that misconception and still be scary at the same time and fun was just like, it was kind of irresistible.
In so many ways, this is a return to an exploitation style of film, much more so than The Surfer, which is Lorcan Finnegan's film. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't yet. I'm dying to, though.
Yeah, it's weird. It's great, but weird. Whereas this really, you know, as I think Lee Whannell said, you know, these kinds of films are bad advertisements for Australia. And
well, it looks pretty. I mean, Australia, the Gold Coast looks inviting until the blood starts to run.
It really does. I mean, it is a gorgeous place, especially when you actually go away from the main beaches, which is what happens, and not so great. But, yeah. So can you tell me what it was like shooting on the Gold Coast? Because, you know, you're from Tasmania, you shot in Melbourne, you shot overseas, but what was it like getting into a nice sunny Queensland?
Oh, I mean, it was incredible. The crews in Queensland are amazing, I've got to say. Like we fell right in that sweet spot, which was after kind of the actors' strikes, and you know, like there was a whole wave of kind of big budget films and long form TV that was about to happen, and so we just got the like creme de la creme of crew that just work on all those Marvel films, and there was a gap there, but I was astounded how good they are, and they needed to be, because we shot on water for real, and it was like practically really challenging, and there was like seasickness and sort of loss of balance and very, very difficult stunt work involving kind of, you know, the crane and some really incredible stunt stuff. I've just felt like I was in the best hands. Like I felt like I've just got the best people in Australia working on this, and it was such a blessing, and it doesn't always happen, but we just, you know, it was greenlit really suddenly, and I felt like I was sort of shot out of a cannon, and it was terrifying because I like to prepare as much as possible, but the best thing about going early was just getting that Gold Coast crew.
Yeah, and I mean, it does look great, and I know you're out on the water. I could tell. There are places there I recognise. So, yeah, you've done a really great job. And, yeah, I'm still afraid of sharks. I know that the shark isn't the bad person, but I'm still scared. So, you know, you've worked that in. I'm being told I have to move on. It was lovely speaking to you, Sean. Best of luck with the film. I mean, it's playing Khan, so, you know, awesome.
It's lovely to speak to you too, and thanks for having the devil's candy. That's great.
Oh, I have the love one around too, but I just, you know, I wanted to segue into something you'd said in an interview on there, so, yeah.
Oh, I appreciate the support. It's nice to, to see some physical media out there.
Yeah, Australians for Australians. Yeah. Okay, then.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
And I'm speaking to Jai with sharks around him.
You are. It's like my little weather. It's like the barometer over here. How are you, Nadine?
Freezing. I'm in Melbourne, so, yeah, it's cold. But yeah, you'd know about Melbourne weather. So you're Australian. Okay, so what first thing I wanted to say is Tucker is kind of 100% Whiplash from your previous role as the daggiest but nicest dad in the world in Runt, Brian Shearer. And I thought Jai really has his groove now as the cool dad, but you've changed that all up now with Tucker. So tell me what it's like going from nice dad to serial killer.
Well, hopefully I make another leap in another direction after this too and keep you guessing. Look, I don't know. I mean, I think it's that's the nature of what we do. We get the chance, hopefully, to swim in all kinds of ponds and play with these different personalities. And it can be a little disorienting at times, but it's just part of one of the things I love about getting to, you know, exercise this craft. It's a gift. It's all make believe, and it's honestly just like playing dress ups on a grand scale. That's where it all stemmed from for me. And so, if I can continue to take sidesteps here and leaps over there for years to come, then I'll be very happy.
Well, I think you did a great job. Kind of a new Mick Taylor in a way.
Sure, yeah.
Better dancing. Now, tell me a bit about your dance routine.
Oh, the
That
dance
was
routine was completely improvised. We knew we wanted to put something on screen that was kind of strange, a little unhinged, and Sean wanted it to feel like a very like solo celebration. So the kind of moment we have behind closed doors when the music's cranked up and no one's watching us. So I wasn't really sure what was going to happen. I think we just got in the right space, and we made sure we scheduled it late on a Friday night, so it was the last thing I had to attack that day. And you just have to take the plunge and not be afraid to look like a bit of an idiot. But I do think it's a fun sequence, and I'm really glad that they wrote that in, because I think it's just another little shade to Tucker that we get to experience. And that was, it was those elements around the character that really attracted me to it. He's not just this kind of wash of evil. He's really he's fleshed out, and there's a lot of vulnerability there, and I get to play with his humor and even his expertise, and there's a kind of heart and soul inside there somewhere. And for me, playing someone who's capable of such kind of atrocities, the challenge is actually to bring all that stuff out and try and portray something that's believably human as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're given some insights into his psychology, especially when he was talking about him being in a shark attack himself, and then sadly singing "Mummy Shark" to himself. So, yeah, and I think one of the things that he rubs up against with Zephyr is that she's someone who's just, pegged him as a loser, and that really upsets him.
Yeah, it does. I mean, she kind of finds a little chink in the armor there. And I think, he thinks they're sort of kindred in some ways. And of course, she doesn't feel like she's anything like him. And, I think both are true. But Tucker's definitely under this illusion that he exists as a sort of apex predator. And I think that's actually much more of a mask, for his wounds and his vulnerability. There's really just a kind of lost child inside him that is, been kind of alienated from society and been able to sort of bring together this swell of belief in a system that isn't really real. So it's cool. There's things that tie them together, and then of course, I think Zephyr is actually, she has a lot more strength at the core of her than him.
Indeed, but you were scary enough, and that's what we need from a serial killer who has, sharks hanging around. I am being told I need to wrap up. Lovely speaking to you, Jai.
Right on, Nadine. Thank you so much. Stay
Thank
warm down
you.
there.
Oh, it's freezing. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Speaking to Hassie Harrison, who is one of the final girls of Dangerous Animals, the other final girl being a shark herself.
Oh,
Hassie.
very
Yeah,
nice
it's
to meet you, Nadine.
true.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's fantastic. Tell me, so you're from Texas, yeah? Is that right?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
So what was it like hanging out in Queensland? Quite different from Texas.
I loved it so much. I'm kind of obsessed with Australians. As a Texan, we're actually such kindred spirits. And I never once felt like homesick or anything. And I've been to Australia like many, many times just because I love it there and I love the food, I love the people, the beaches.
Yeah. Have you ever dealt with sharks before in your holidays, or is this?
No, I haven't had a lot of shark encounters. No, I mean I go
No.
scuba diving and have seen sharks underwater, but and I'm always in the ocean, so I'm sure the, more encounters than I'd like to know.
Yeah, I'm not. You can't tell by the look of me. I'm in Melbourne, which is very, very cold at the moment. But I grew up around the Gold Coast, and I used to go to Coolangatta a lot, and then Fraser Island. And I have been with sharks. I have, and not known I was with sharks.
Oh, right?
So,
Yeah.
yeah. So tell me a bit about Zephyr. What made you decide to take on the role of Zephyr? Because she's pretty strong. She's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like for a gal like me, like Zephyr is a dream role. I've always been attracted to playing strong, kind of gritty characters that are tough and can handle their own. And I feel like I read that script and I knew immediately. I was like, this is me. It's close to home. Like, let's go to Australia.
Yeah, let's go to the Gold Coast and hang out. It's cool.
It's the best.
Tell me when you were sort of setting up a relationship with Giles, or not really Giles, but Tucker, how you work to play against each other, because it really is it's a show of strength on Zephyr's behalf. She's working his mind as much as anything.
Absolutely. You know, I feel so lucky to have had Jai Courtney as a scene partner in all this because he made it fun and safe and inspired me so much. I mean, he's such an incredible actor that, and I love, you know, I think he's kind of given a performance of a lifetime as like one of the most iconic villain serial killers of all time. I mean, it's, and the comedic relief he was able to bring to it. But yeah, you know, I grew up in Texas, and you know, I can always hit the ball back with the best of them, so.
Yeah. Well, when you're talking about, you know, iconic characters, he's quite similar to Mick Taylor from Wolf Creek. Have you ever seen Wolf
You
Creek?
know, I haven't, and that reference has come up so much. I'll probably go watch it tonight, though.
Yeah, be prepared. It's no fun. I mean,
Yeah. All right, well, then
bad
I'll
things
wait till I have
happen.
some friends with me to watch it.
Definitely. So, why would you like people to come see the film?
I would love people to come see Dangerous Animals because it's just a fun, cool, fresh take on a shark movie. It brings so many different genres in one. I mean, I feel like there's a romance, like rom-com element of it. There's, you know, the serial killer. It's fun. It's beautifully shot, and yeah, I think, you know, it's a great movie.
Yeah, and you never surf, even though you're a surfer. We never see you on the board.
In the beginning, you do.
Oh, that's right, you do. But do you see
Yeah,
Kevin
I'm
Waves
handcuffed
anywhere?
to it.
Look, it was my joy to speak with you, Hassie. I wish you the best of luck
Thanks so
with
much.
the film. And come back to Australia.
I would love to, anytime.
Thanks again for listening to this chat with Sean Byrne, Jai Courtney, and Hassie Harrison, as done by Nadine Whitney. Dangerous Animals is screening at the Sydney Film Festival on 6th of June, sff.org.au for all your ticket goods there. For all other interviews and reviews, visit thecurb.com.au. Please rate, review, and share this interview with your film-loving friends. We hope they like it as much as you have. I'll see you on the next one.